Listening practice 5. Philip and Angelina are looking at an exhibition called 10 Great Green Inventions at the Hong Kong Science Museum. A guide is showing them around. Listen and fill in the missing information in the spaces provided. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Patrick Lee, and I will be your guide for this section of the museum today. I will be showing you the exhibition called 10 Great Green Inventions, and I hope you'll enjoy the tour.
It sounds really interesting. Angelina, do you think it'll inspire you to invent something that will help save the environment?
I don't think so. I've failed all my science subjects at school.
Well, I don't think all inventions are related to science. Anyway, let's have a look at the exhibition.
So, our first exhibit is the waterless washing machine.
A waterless washing machine? How does it work?
Well, this washing machine uses a new technology. Only one cup of water is required to wash a load of clothes.
That's unbelievable. I suppose the main reason why the inventor invented this machine is to save water.
That's right. Do you know how much water we use to wash a load of clothes?
I have no idea.
On average, we use 150 litres of water to wash a load of clothes.
Wow, 150 litres of water. That is a lot of wasted water.
The inventor must have thought that people use too much water and hence we should conserve it. Besides, water requires a lot of energy to treat it before we can use it. By saving water, we will save energy too.
I read somewhere that even though the earth is covered in water, we can only drink and use about 1% of it.
That's right. So it is important to save water.
It is important that we use water wisely and do not waste it.
Now, let me show you how it works.
What are these?
These are plastic beads. Here is the waterless washing machine.
Wow, it's much bigger than a normal washing machine, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot bigger.
Okay, first, you put the clothes into the washing machine, just like you do normally. At the top of the machine, there's a box where many plastic beads are stored. Once you start the machine, the tiny plastic beads will be added to the wash. Then a cup of water and a few drops of special detergent will be added.
So, just a cup of water?
Yes. That is all you'll need. The water and the detergent dissolve the dirt on the clothes, which is then absorbed by the plastic beads.
So the plastic beads absorb the dirt. Does it mean that no rinsing is needed?
Yes, no rinsing is required.
That's amazing.
And finally, the plastic beads will be spun out of the load and dropped into a box.
Can the plastic beads be reused?
Yes, they can be reused many times.
Wow, if all households in Hong Kong used this type of washing machine, it would save a lot of water every day.
I've got a question.
Yes?
Is this washing machine available now?
Well, it's available only for hotels, but I think a household version will be available in the future. Any other questions?
What do you think, Angelina?
Well, I think it's great to have a washing machine that uses almost no water for washing. It's great for the environment. What do you think, Philip?
Honestly, I don't think it's very practical. The machine is big and bulky. It won't fit into the small apartments in Hong Kong. I doubt if it will be popular in Hong Kong.
Okay, let's move on to our next invention. Just over here. Can everyone see it? This invention is called Lights Off. The inventor of this is Peter Brown, a 16-year-old student. He invented the device because his siblings always forgot to switch off the lights when they left a room. Apparently, they are quite forgetful. As a result of this, Peter's parents had to pay a lot of money for electricity.
Sorry to interrupt, but how can the device know that a room is unoccupied?
That's a good question, and the answer is a motion sensor.
A motion sensor?
Yes, a sensor that detects movement.
So, how does the device work then?
Well, first you install the device in the room, usually somewhere high up on the wall. When the device detects no movement in the room, it will ring loudly for about 5 minutes to notify somebody in the house to switch off the lights.
Does it work?
Oh, yes. Most people return to switch off the lights once they hear the sound. Well, the inventor reckons that most people want to conserve energy, but they are just forgetful, not lazy.
I definitely need one at home. What a simple concept, but I think it'll work for me. What do you think, Philip?
No, I'm not convinced. Some people may just let it ring for 5 minutes and do nothing. Not sure that it helps conserve energy.
That is the end of Listening Practice 5. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.